This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline for Thursday, August 28th. Just a reminder, deadline for your draft picks is tomorrow. If you haven't seen the post on the main listing, we are requesting that you send us your top 10 draft picks. You can either just send us your 10 picks and they'll be part of the mix when we compile our top 50 list, or you can include with each of your picks a short explanation, and we will eventually include it, probably, on the website in batches of draft picks that we've been publishing all week. The rules for the draft are available online in our draft solicitation. But in short, basically, just consider the idea that all wrestling promotions in the world go out of business, and all wrestlers are free agents, and you have enough money with a financial backer to sign to contract 10 wrestlers of your choosing before any other promotion will be able to get in the game financially to compete with you. Who would those 10 wrestlers be? Who are the first 10 wrestlers you'd lock up? They should be active wrestlers. That's the only qualification. Nobody who's retired or long time inactive. I mean, maybe you could lure someone out of semi-retirement or something like that. But if you think that they want to work and they're just not being given that opportunity right now. But anybody who is available to work is available for you to negotiate with and sign. Tell us your top 10 picks and send it to pwtorch@gmail.com. We will have a special draft-themed issue next week. We time this because, well, it's Labor Day weekend and things are a little slow news-wise. And there's no pay-per-view. But also, it's fantasy football draft time with the football season around the corner, so we don't want football fans to have all the fun. And so we try to time it with this. We haven't always timed it exactly around this time of year, but usually we have, and we are doing it again this year. So we'll have staff columns on the draft of next week's issue and a variety of other draft-themed features, such as the full results of the draft as voted by readers and that type of thing. So anyway, let's move on to today's subject, which is the lawsuit that Raven, Canyon, and above-average Mike Sanders filed last month against WWE. Today, the UK Sun featured an article with Jerry McDevitt's first public exclusive comments on the lawsuit. His comments are fascinating and worth talking about. I printed some of them in today's PW Torch Today bulletin. You can read that in our daily PDF, and I hope you're continuing to enjoy that. And if you haven't checked it out yet, I hope you do. It's a easy to read, easy to print out, one-page synopsis of the news of the day with special features or single subject analysis like today also from time to time. The lawsuit basically, when it gets down to it, is a lawsuit I've been expecting for a long time eventually, or I kind of anticipated it probably would happen. I've talked to a lot of wrestlers who have felt WWE misclassifies them as independent contractors for where WWE benefits from all the things they don't have to do if they're not employees. Retirement, no medical, no workers' comp, things that full-time employees are required to be given by their employers, by the government, for the most part, are not required by independent contractors. There's no tax withholding. It's a lot easier. But it's hard to reach that threshold of being of people who work for you exclusively in their given trade. It's difficult to make a case that they should be independent contractors. And WWE has been doing it for a very long time. And now three retired wrestlers, semi-retired, are challenging it. I guess Raven, I don't know, but Canyon and Mike Sanders, I believe, are retired. So they're challenging it. And they don't have a lot to lose. They've got a lot to gain. They actually filed it as a class action lawsuit, meaning any number of other former WWE wrestlers could join in, or current could join in on the lawsuit and reap the benefits if there were compensatory damages a court decided WWE owed in reverse. It would also apply then to all current wrestlers if a court deemed it illegal and then the IRS reclassified them. Now, Jerry McDevitt said in the UK Sun, "I think the key point to be made here is that every one of these people signed contracts acknowledging they were independent contractors. They contractually agreed that they would take care of their own health benefits and all the rest of that stuff. The IRS has never challenged the treatment of our wrestlers, and they have audited the company several times." Now, Jerry McDevitt knows a trillion times more about the law than I do. However, I was pre-law. I've got a pre-law degree. Didn't go on to become a lawyer, but I have a pre-law degree from McAllister College. I study a little bit of law, and one thing that I thought I took from it is that a contract is not legal, even if two parties sign it of sound mind and full intent to honor it, if the terms agreed to are illegal. For instance, you cannot sign a contract to sell your children, or to sell yourself into slavery, or to sell your vote in an election. It doesn't matter if two people sign a contract. If it's illegal to do it, you can't do it. Now, I don't know if that extends to this situation, but if a wrestler signs a contract saying, I agree I'm an independent contractor, and WWE treats them as an employee, I don't think the IRS cares about the contract. I think they care about the fact that WWE is misclassifying this performer, this wrestler. So, I don't think in the eyes of the law what Jerry said holds up, but like I said, he knows a trillion times more about the law than I do. This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.